Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
I am so excited. My guest today is coming to all of us from London, England. Michael Ward stars in a new movie from Paramount Home Entertainment titled Blue Story. The movie is fresh, it's raw, it tells the story of two inner city best friends who find themselves on opposite sides of a gang war that's seemingly never ending. Michael is joining us from the UK. Michael, welcome to Hollywood Live Extra. How are you?
Hey, lovely to be here, man. Thank you guys for the introduction. That felt special. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, listen, our pleasure. We've been trying to get you on the show here for a minute. And yeah, you're a few miles away, so it took a little time, but I'm so glad you're here. Now, first of all, how are you and your family and everyone doing over there with this pandemic? You know, are things opening up and you're safe and everything? Everything's good?
Man, thank you for asking that. Yeah, man, I mean, me and my family have been good and, you know, close friends have been good. We've just been taking the time to just stay healthy and stay, you know, stay motivated and focused, I guess. It's a weird time, and it's that, you know, a time that we've never really been through before, but we're good, and I'm just hoping that everyone else is good also.
Yes. Well, we're all trying to do our best and work really hard at staying safe. So you do the same. And, you know, lots of congratulations go out to you, Michael. First of all, you were the recipient of BAFTA's Rising Star Award just this year for 2020. And that was for Blue Story and Top Story. And you won a Best Actor Award for Blue Story. I mean, you're just on a roll over there.
Yes, man. I know it's a crazy time, like, you know, with the ups and the downs. So, you know, I'm just happy, man. I'm happy to have received such a credible award. And, yeah, man, it just means putting in more work to be able to have more moments like that, I guess.
Yes, and you will, trust me. You know, it's interesting because Blue Story, of course, was set to open in movie theaters in late March, and then we had a pandemic. So now it was released on multiple digital platforms on May 5th. I've had a chance to take a look. It's really riveting. Tell me a little bit about, and the other thing is that, you know, Rap Man, and I you can tell me his name because I don't want to get it wrong, but anyway, we know him as Rap Man. Andrew. Yeah, it's based on his experience as a kid growing up in Southeast London. But tell me about the story and about your role in this movie.
I guess with Blue Story, it, like you said, it is like based on a true events, I would say more. A lot of the events did happen, you know, and that's why I was so drawn to the script, because it felt real. It felt, when I was reading it, that I could picture everything that was going on. And I mean, my character Marco has such an arc in the way he starts off as a young kid, you know, very excited when he's going to school, and that kind of represented my life in school. I don't know, and I know from people watching it as well, also, you know, they kind of felt nostalgic watching those earlier scenes, like people of my age group and stuff like that. So, you know, that's what kind of drew me to it as well. And then he goes on a journey with obviously having his best friend in Timmy, and then they end up falling out, and then, yeah, man, the rest of the events just play out. It is such a compelling story, though, man, you know, that I don't think there's much story that I've seen like it, as well as Ratman's USP as well, where he raps in between. It's just magical. It's kind of like kind of like a musical, but it just feels magical. I'm so happy to be a part of a project that just felt so real and so different to anything that I've ever seen before. And, you know,
It really is. And that's what I was just going to bring up, you know, about the freestyle narration performed by Rap Man that kind of carries you through the story. And of course, he's also the producer and director. Did he direct this as well? Wait a minute. No, he didn't direct it, did he? Yes, he did. He did direct it.
Director. Yes. Like, so basically, with in terms of Blue Story, it is his baby, you know. So he's created this from something so small, and he's watched it develop. So he was very precious within the whole process, which obviously a lot of people be pressured by. But I was just so happy to be involved in something so real, man. And I knew people would love it, really. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. I knew that my friends and family would love watching a movie like that, and I would love watching a movie like that. And yeah, I just wanted to be involved.
And you are definitely involved since you're one of the lead characters in this. You know what really strikes me, though? I mean, I've been to London several times over the years. It used to be my regular weekend thing when I was living on the East Coast way back in the day. You know, back in the day where you could just fly to London for the weekend from New York and Boston. We used to do that, okay? So, but... I know it was, but we had fun. You don't think often, you know, we get very, insulated here in America. And, you know, we've had gang turf wars and all that kind of stuff. And we started back with Boys in the Hood back in the day. And so people are used to seeing that kind of thing. But I don't think you often realize that this goes on all over the planet in some form. And London is so much. The UK is so much like the US anyway, in the sense of entertainment and art. So that was what really struck me. It's like, oh my gosh, this just doesn't end. It's always that, you know what I mean? It just kind of keeps going. It really does. Yeah. So for all of the young people in America that are listening to this, and probably all over the world and in the UK, what would you say to them about trying to navigate today's world as a young person, you know, who has to deal with all of this?
I feel very strongly about this, really, because I feel like I'm very much still young, but even now I can see a clear difference between the last couple of years and now, you know? Like, I've been presented more with a lot more opportunities, and I guess from a young age, that is what we kind of need to divulge ourselves into and to see, really, like, see that there's really opportunities out there for us to be involved in, and don't think narrow-mindedly and thinking that this isn't a possibility. So that's why people like Ratman and the rest of the cast being involved in a project like this, it just shows people that they can see themselves on screen, you know, because we're not used to seeing these kind of stories being told. We're not used to seeing a lot of people like ourselves on screen, especially from the UK. I know the US has changed a lot with that, but from the UK, we don't really get to see that. But even in terms of kids in general, you know, just have to find a motivation for what you want to do. And I guess for me, what made the difference for me was I just said to myself, I just want to do something with my life that I'm always going to enjoy. And then that's when I started thinking, you know, at like 16 or something, that's when I started thinking, like, what do I actually enjoy? And it literally came down to just acting at the point that that was the only thing that I could see myself doing for a long time, that I could actually see myself enjoying for that long period of time, you know? So that's what it came down to for me. And I guess maybe that would work for other kids too, because at the end of the day, if you enjoy something, the effort that you put in, it seems effortless, you know, like, even though I'm working a lot harder now, it doesn't feel like work, you know, it's enjoyment. I'm learning new things and I'm excited by that also. So I feel like doing something fun and that you enjoy is definitely something that we can teach from a young age, man, for sure.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, your passion for acting is really serving you well, Michael. You're about to appear in the Netflix film The Old Guard alongside Charlize Theron. Not bad. Not bad.
I'm only in that for a little bit, you know. Like, for me, the whole part of that was mainly the process. I got to do something that I never, ever thought I'd do, which was, like, do combat stuff. And yeah, man, I know people are going to enjoy that movie, but don't be expected to see me too much in that, honestly. I've got loads more stuff coming, and I know people are going to enjoy that. But this is just very much the beginning of my journey, you know? Like, this is just really the start. So, yeah, man, just keep looking, and there's going to be much more better projects for me, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure there will. Looks like you're really on a pretty good trajectory there, I would say, Michael. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the music, though, and just a couple of rapid-fire things. So, you know, since we all want to know what's happening in the UK, what's in your, well, who's listening to what now? What's in your streaming, I guess, your streaming catalog that you're listening to every day? What music are you listening to right now?
It's crazy because I listen to a lot of American music, but over here, in the UK, I'd say for me, my favorite artist in the UK is Dave. You know, I got to work with him on my show Top Boy, and just his art is just second to none. He's really good, and he's still so young as well, so he's gonna rise to the stars. There's a few others, you know, like D Block Europe, who I really enjoy. They got very wavy music. And just the drill scene, which is just taking over, like even in the States as well, like it's really blowing up. A lot of American artists are starting to use drill beats
make
some music. Yeah. And I know it's having a big influence over there. So the UK is really starting to do well, man, and just starting to go global and viral, I guess.
That's true. Well, you know, let's just be real. So many British actors have really invaded the movie industry and the TV industry over here. There was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of concern there from, I think, some Americans, but hey, we're welcoming everybody, and everybody is a part of this. But tell me a little bit about the drill beats, because people don't, you know, we know that it's like on the rise, but where did that kind of come from?
I mean, it really just came from what I realized. It came from a lot of pain from the urban artists within our community. I guess they just found a different way to express the life that they've lived and their kind of art, you know? So that's kind of where it stemmed from. That's what people are really enjoying now, just understanding why these artists make their music. And really and truly, the beats are just fun, you know? They're fun to listen to, I guess. And yeah, man, it's kind of just blown up. But like I said, I really listen to a lot of American music, though, like, and that's what I listen to. So yeah,
right. Well, that's okay. We really like our music too. We like everybody's music, you know. It is, no, seriously, it is truly the universal language, and Lord knows it is the one thing. I know if you're like me, you're on Zoom and all of these other, you've seen all these, yeah, Zoom concerts from everybody's Philharmonic to everybody's just kind of basement guitar playing, you know.
It's exciting. I guess everyone's just looking for new ways to express their art, which is good.
Yeah,
you know, it's keeping people entertained and it's keeping people sane. First, like, that's very important.
You.
Like the sanity of people, you know, it's good, man. I'm loving it. I love seeing these things.
Yeah. Now, let me just ask you this, because, you know, Tyler Perry is getting ready to open up his studio here in Atlanta. He will be the first person. Well, no, it's open, but I mean, open and reopen for production, because, you know, everybody's shut down.
Okay.
Because of the Ronavirus, as we call it here in LA.
the
Ronavirus. So anyway, what's happening production wise in the UK? Are you guys starting to, you know, is there talk of people going back to work there?
Honestly, in terms of production, they're saying there's been plans put in place to get back up and running soon, I guess, but there's not been any dates confirmed. I mean, obviously for me, I'm waiting on my filming dates for Top Boy 2. So I'm eagerly just sitting at the phone waiting for an email to come through to say, yep, we're going next week or so, you know. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know how long I'm going to be waiting for that call. But yeah, man, we're just, everything is kind of on, I guess, in motion, in the process. You know, it's not looking like a big question mark anymore. It's looking like a little question mark now, which is good.
Right.
We're making progress.
But I got to ask you, though, as an actor, though,
yeah,
how do you feel about, you know, do you feel comfortable? Are you going to feel safe if you've got to go and kiss a girl? I know boys usually like doing that, but, you know, what do you do now? How do you feel personally safe in this new environment? What have you thought about protecting yourself?
To be honest, you've only made me think about that now. I'm just
excited
to want to go back to starting, man. I'm so, like I said, I enjoy this so much, and the fact that I'm not getting to do what I love the most, which is actually being on set and, you know, creating story and stuff like that, that's not where my head's been at. But I guess for me, as long as stuff I put in place to ensure that we're safe, you know, I'm good, man. I'm good to go. You know, like,
okay.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of just good to go. But I know. Obviously, Netflix. You know, they will make sure there's stuff put in place and the production teams over here. No one wants anyone to get ill. You know, it's all about safety first and foremost. Yes. And there will be stuff put in place to ensure that we're safe and well. So yeah, man. I'm just happy to start and happy to see everyone again.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you could join us, Michael.
We're looking out, man,
for everybody who wants to see this incredible film, which it really is. Blue Story is available. It's participating digital platforms, Apple, Amazon Prime, Google Play, Sony, all of this stuff, I guess. You can get it on there. And they folks would just go to bluestory.com to pull up the movie. Is that correct?
Yes, it's on all the platforms that you just said. And yeah, man, it honestly is such an incredible movie, and I know it will resonate as it has already with a lot of Americans on that side as well. Honestly, man, I just hope people go and see it because I know they will enjoy it. So yeah, man, it's there, it's available. Please, guys, go see that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, we're all shut in here on the West Coast, so even though they're opening up, people still need stuff to do. This is a great way to spend some time, everybody. Check it out, Blue Story. Michael, we love you. We know that you're going to be doing big, big, big things. And come and join us again for your next
100%,
one.
100%, man. 100%. We're going to link up soon, for sure.
Okay, you guys take care over there on the other side of the big pond. And for everybody else listening, this is Hollywood Live Extra. What a great show today. And don't forget to download, don't forget to get the AURN app if you don't have it. You can also subscribe to SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. Make sure you download all of Hollywood Live Extra. You know, we're like up to about 100. We got a large catalog now of about 135 of these, and they're all spectacular. So you don't want to miss any of them. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star review. I'm Tanya Hart. This is Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.